To see the difference that landscaping can make, take a look at the Hotel San Jose in Austin. Today, its 40 upscale rooms cater to musicians and to artists, but it started as something simpler, the San Jose Motel, in 1936. The motel building type dates to the 1920s, when Americans began hitting the road in their automobiles. The San Jose was one of a half dozen motels on South Congress Avenue, then the main route between Austin and San Antonio. The San Jose included rows of cottage-like brick rental units that flanked a narrow courtyard for parking. The two-story manager's unit and front office faced South Congress Avenue. When Interstate 35 was built a few miles east during the 1950s, a new generation of motels sprang up along its access roads. The San Jose hung on until the 1990s, decidedly down at the heels. Then a new owner, Austin attorney Liz Lambert, worked with Lake Flato Architects of San Antonio to give the San Jose a new life. Here's how they did it. They added a building and planted the courtyard and street frontage with privet hedges, herbs, annuals, potted shrubs, and cacti. Pergolas and trees line gravel walks to the hotel rooms and to the swimming pool, and shaded porches are a perfect place where guests can enjoy a drink or breakfast outdoors. The building's got a coat of gray-green paint and red tile roofs. Inside, they were stripped to bare walls and concrete floors. In some units, curtainless walk-in showers replaced bathtubs. New pine plank beds, tables, and benches were patterned after the minimalist sculptures of Donald Judd. They're interspersed with black wire Italian modern furniture. The Hotel San Jose is a serene part of the resurgence of South Congress Avenue in the city that calls itself the live music capital of the world. Vision and lots of plants made the difference.